It is 8:11. That means it is time for Coffee Talk, and I have Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library on the line. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. That was the right button. How are you?
Right. I'm doing fabulous. How about you?
Wonderful. Loving this fall weather.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Love it. So I bet the Two Harbors Public Library has all kinds of fabulous things going on for fall, right?
Absolutely. Starting with outside, I don't know if you've walked past the pollinator garden lately, but I am learning so much about moths from my colleagues and our patrons.
Uh-huh.
I learned what a hummingbird moth is.
Ooh.
Moth the size of a hummingbird that looks like a hummingbird, but you can see them around town this time of year, including in our pollinator garden. At the Two Harbors Library at 320 Waterfront Drive. So it's so fun to see all these different seasons of the garden.
Right.
Our children's librarian brings the kiddos out after story time to kind of scavenger hunt through the library garden. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? So I love those Wednesday mornings when I can eavesdrop and learn alongside the kids.
So who is sponsoring that garden, and who keeps it up and manages it, and who was responsible for, you know, making sure that that happened?
Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District wrote a grant for that garden in 2020, and we just partnered with Master Gardeners to do open office hours through the month of August, where they helped with some of the maintenance as well as a lot of the outreach opportunities where the community could learn more about how and why we chose a pollinator mm-hmm. garden and steps that the community can take to have a garden themselves.
Oh, that's so awesome. All right. Okay. So what's going on inside the building at the Two Harbors Public Library?
Great question. Inside, it is an exciting day. Today, our restroom renovation project really kicks into gear, and I realize that might not seem as exciting as the programs we offer, the kits we provide, but Michelle, I am just so jazzed. We received a $100,000 grant from the Brandon Foundation to help with this accessibility. We're in a historic building, and the Americans with Disabilities Act didn't pass until 1990, and so this is really an opportunity to not just meet those standards, but mm-hmm. exceed them. Make sure that we are truly a building for the public, by the public, that everybody will have access to. So what this means is through the rest of September, we will only have one public restroom available while the other one is having work done on it.
Mm-hmm.
There might be additional noise. That's not what everybody's library experience ideally looks like. So I do want to mention we do have earplugs available at the front desk.
Oh, wow.
We do have noise-canceling headphones you can check out to use while you're in the library, but we're working with a really great team on this project, and I can't wait for everybody to see that final result.
That is so fabulous. And once again, you all at the Two Harbors Public Library thought of everything. You guys are so on it. You are so on it.
Thank you. I just really appreciate members of the community rising to the occasion to say, not just can we be accessible, but how can we exceed accessibility? Who can we listen to? How can we mm-hmm. learn from our community? And it's really with those funds from the Blandon Foundation that we're able to go.
That is so amazing. You said that the Americans Disability Act, the ADA standards, didn't come out until 1990. That seems
isn't
like,
that bananas?
Oh my gosh. That just
right.
That blows my head off my studio seat here. That's a wacky whack. It's like, so when I was in college, there was no ADA rules? That's blowing my mind right now. Oh my gosh.
Isn't that bananas? And the other thing that I'm learning a lot about this project
mm-hmm.
is you hear the ADA standards and you think, oh, this is gold star. This is what we're striving for.
Mm-hmm.
No, friend, this is the legal floor. This is the minimum. And it's difficult because in a lot of rural communities with small budgets, with older buildings, that have been grandfathered in to
right.
ADA standards,
uh-huh.
it's hard to make that investment. And that's why we're so grateful to be able to partner with outside agencies. We partnered with a local accessibility advocate, Jenna Udenberg,
mm-hmm.
not just on this project, but last year we worked together on a grant to increase the amount books in our children's collection and our young adult collection that feature stories of members of the disability community, mm-hmm. of how and why accessibility is important. And I've learned so much from those collections about advocates in the 70s who used wheelchairs to get around and literally would crawl up the stairs of the courthouse building to prove a point that mm-hmm. I'm a taxpayer just like you, and I
right.
deserve to be treated as a human.
Right. I saw a poster or something about snow covered up on a step, and next to it is the wheelchair ramp. And mm-hmm. they're shoveling the steps first, and there sits a person in a wheelchair. And they're like, you're going to have to wait. It's like, no, what? If you do the ramp first,
yes.
everyone can get up it and then do
right.
the steps, right? Ramps, everyone
exactly.
can walk, crawl, wheel up. Steps are very limited to who can access them and utilize
yes.
them. Isn't that an interesting way of thinking? The steps were the first
Absolutely.
Thing.
Right, exactly. That is such a great point.
Yeah.
And I love that, too, because if you use a wheelchair, that's a physical reminder of a disability. But 1 in 4 American adults lives with a disability, mm-hmm. and not all of those are things that we can see.
Right.
And I don't want you to have to come to the public library and say, here's a part of my medical history. Am I able to use your bathroom? Like, that is... That is the absolute non-starter, and unfortunately, that's how it is in a lot of public buildings right now. So,
even though
it might be a little bit of a time pinch to be down to one restroom for the rest of the month, I know that this is for a really important cause, and I am just over the moon, overjoyed that we're able to provide this to our community.
Awesome. So, how do listeners get in touch with you over there at the Two Harbors Public Library?
Sure. Check us out online at twoharborspubliclibrary.com or visit us on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library. You can give us a call at 218-834-3148 during our business hours of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, or Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7.
Excellent. Anything else you wanted to share with us, Madeline? It seems like so long since we've... I guess there was 5 Thursdays in August. That's what's throwing me off here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There were 5 Thursdays in August, and this weekend was so hot that time just stretched on.
Right.
Oh, man. Well, I better give your listeners their morning back, because you know you and I can chat about library all day.
Right? Right?
But I better save some for that third Thursday.
Okay. Excellent. I so appreciate you calling in each and every first and third Thursday of the month. I really look forward to our chats, and you always have so much information for us.
Thanks, Michelle. It's such a joy to share our mornings with KTWH.
Okay, you have a great rest of your day. Go check out those hummingbird moths.
Yes, exactly. Take care.
Yeah, bye for now. That was Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library, and so fun that this partnership with the Two Harbors Public Library has been since day one of KTWH being on the air, and even before that. So that's super exciting to have a long-standing partnership there.